ready?
Yes, sir.
I thought y'all was ready to start singing church hymns or something.
You don't have to leave.
I'm taking bets on when I'm gonna get there. Okay, we're on the record. Today is Friday, March 14, 2025. The time is now 10:02 a.m. We're in regular session of the Upshur County Commissioners Court. Regularly noticed as such. Everybody's here, so I'm gonna declare that a quorum is present. We're gonna start off the meeting with a prayer offered by Gene Dolly, for which we will remain seated, and followed by the pledges to both flags led by Commissioner Dustin Nichols.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for all your goodness and mercy and all the many things you've done for us. And Lord, we come to you this morning with humbleness and with gratitude. But Lord, we come before you with a special request that you be with us today in this court and help us to make the decisions that would benefit the citizens of Upshur County and that will help each and every one that is struggling. Father, we pray and ask for your blessings upon this county, upon this state, and upon this country. Father, we also thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who came and gave his life for us. And Lord, we come and we'll always want to remember our military, our law enforcement, our first responders, our firefighters, all that give their time and their lives. They put their lives on the line for us to protect, to save, and to take care of us. We thank you for them. We thank you that you encourage them and call them. We ask that you protect them and bless them. Lead us now in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Okay, we have everybody signed up just for general, there may be people here to talk about items. Number three, consider and take action on approval of A, the minutes of previous meetings. B, payroll changes. C, the payroll. D, budget amendments. E, accounts payable. F, auditors' reports, treasurer reports, bonds, off, deputation certificates, state and county taxes summaries, refund of overpayment or erroneous tax payments in excess of $2,500. And applications for use of Upshur County roads and rights of way and permit requests.
Motion for line three, item 23 bill.
Second.
Motion and a second that we approve items 3A through F. Any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 4-0. Number four, hear any updates and discuss and take any action concerning the Round 12 courthouse renovation.
Commissioners, Judge, and may please the court. I don't have much to give updates on. We're still getting after it over there. We are currently, from the construction supervisor, we're 50% complete on the project and moving forward every day. I do have a couple of things that we want to discuss in executive session.
I noticed KLTV was over there.
Yes, sir.
And then I was walking through with y'all on that. And every time it's on, it makes me, reminds me how stupid I really sound and look. I'm on TV. It's going to be sweet. Now, I'm going to tell you, that contractor told me we're at 50%. I can't see it rolling out of there in December, but they say you will, because it's going to start going a lot faster. They've already started priming some of the doors and windows on the inside, so the painter guys are there. And that new staircase is just going to be fabulous. You know, it's going to be the matching staircase on the east side, and it's going to have that new elevator. It's just going to be wonderful. Anyway, maybe y'all should post some of those Hallmark things on the website. That would be one, save us all a bunch of work.
I don't know know if they're copyrighted or not, if we can use those. But I'll ask.
Well, you could be right. Okay, we'll keep rolling. Thank you. I understand we're gonna have to talk about some stuff in close anyway. Yes, sir.
Do we have updated pictures on the county website now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'll make note of that.
Discuss and take action to reappoint Larry Morris as the Upshur County Representative to the Board of the Northeast Texas Regional Mobile Authority. Time to renew his appointment.
Motion approved.
Second.
Most in a second that we continue Larry Morris's appointment to the Northeast Texas Regional Mobility Authority. This is a service that Mr. Morris has rendered to us ever since I've been here, which is 6.5 years, and we really appreciate what he's doing. He's very civic-minded and unselfish with his town, and he knows those people. All right, those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes 5-0. Number 6, discuss and take action to approve a resolution opposing the elimination of the countywide polling place program. Well, let me see if I can state this right. Right now, a voter can go to any poll and vote regardless of what voting precinct they live in.
Correct.
On election day, is that right?
Correct.
They still vote for their citizen, their precinct, but they vote any race and any voting.
That means if I'm in Orr City on election day, I can vote where Dustin Nicholson does if I haven't early voted. Is that right so far?
Yes.
So everybody gets to early vote a couple of weeks. Whose bright idea was it to change that back to where you have to vote only in your voting precinct?
Well, a senator is taking it to the Senate, Texas Senate, opposing it. So we don't know.
What's the argument for going back? Do they tell you anything from Austin?
I believe it's, they say, election fraud. There's more fraud that can happen.
These machines.
I think they eventually want to go back to paper is what I'm thinking. Hand count, hand marked paper ballots.
And results by 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
2 weeks later. But our new machines, Laura, that you purchased are still, they have a paper backup.
Yes.
So there, if there's any question, it can be technically verified by paper or electronically.
Right. It's electronically marked.
Yeah.
And, but you can review your paper, and if you mark something wrong, you can change it at that point. The only time you can change it is once you put it through the scanner.
Right. And what, you know.
So it's, you know, the person, if they review it and it's all correct, then.
This, you know, this makes it so easy for our citizens, you know. So we have a school teacher that works in Diana, but lives in Gilmore. She can still vote on our lunch hour.
I'm totally opposed to what they're wanting to do. I thought that was just a great idea. When I was growing up, well, where do you have to go vote? Oh, you have to go here, and this one has to go there. But I'm for passing such a resolution.
Motion to approve resolution.
Second.
Motion in 3 seconds. Eliminate countywide polling place.
That's Dustin. You said it was a school teacher. Where?
Well, just say, for instance, if you got a school teacher that works in Diana but lives in Gilmore, she can go vote on her lunch hours instead of having to worry about stressing to get off work early to get to Gilmore to vote in her polling place. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it just makes it more convenient for the citizens.
Those in favor of the resolution, please indicate. Motion passes with a strong 5-0. Number 7, discuss and take action to accept for recording a plat for Corey Moorhead, subdivision number 35, Connell Precinct and Precinct 3.
This is mine. All the paperwork is correct, and I make a motion to accept.
Second.
Motion in a second. We approve recording the plat for the Corey Moorhead subdivision. That really, Or any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
Motion passes five oh. Number six, discuss and take action to accept for recording the plat for Freedom Acre subdivision off of Xenia Road.
This is mine. It don't have any county road introduction into it. It's just off the existing county road that we already have off Xenia. So motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second. We approve recording the plat for Freedom Acre subdivision leading off of Xenia Road. Those, any further discussion? Those in favor, please indicate.
Aye.
All right, number nine. But we have a lady here. Ma'am, who are you here with?
Texas Association of.
I'm sorry. I can't see the distance with these. Okay. We're gonna go into closed session. So, number nine, the court will go into closed session under the Texas Open Meetings Act of the Texas Government Code. It's authorized by chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. And we're gonna do that pursuant to 551.072, 551.0725, and 551.074 to discuss and consider, among other things, consideration of the Round 12 project administration in reference to the courthouse renovation, consideration of the Round 12 renovation funding and ARPA grant requirements consistent with it, therewith, to discuss personnel matters relative to the county treasurer's office and her staff, and finally, to discuss policies, procedures, and contracts relative to the repair and maintenance of county roads. So the time is now 10:14 a.m. and we'll be in closed session. Okay, thank you, man. The time is now 10:59 a.m. The closed session of the county commissioner's court opened back up at 10:55 a.m. We're back in the open session following closed session. I'll restate the date, Friday, March 14, 2025. Everybody's still here, so the quorum that I started with is still here. Now we're down to item 10. Take any action necessary as a result of closed session.
Motion to move forward with the purchase for the courthouse.
Second.
Back for
the furniture for the courthouse.
Who y'all gonna get it for?
Collier Furniture, Long Beach, Texas. I'm expecting, don't put that in there.
No.
No.
It's gonna be.
We wish we could.
It's office furniture.
Yeah, she's got.
Yeah, it's the desks, it's desks and bookshelves. And it's going to be purchased from Texas Correctional Industries, TCI.
Texas Correctional Industries?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
The prison.
Prison's gonna make the desk.
Hospital.
They have a state contract.
All right.
Is that a private, no.
No,
it's a state. A state agency.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, there's a motion and a second that we approve moving forward.
How much is this going to cost?
Just hold on a minute. Let me see if I can conjure up a motion.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
There's a motion and a second that we move forward with soliciting the cost or asking for the cost for office desk and bookshelves from Texas Correctional Industries, which is a state-approved contractor, for replacement of employee desk and elected official desk to be utilized in connection with the Round 12 courthouse renovation. And I state that to everybody's satisfaction on the court.
I thought he said buy, and you said solicit a price.
I think we're going to, we've already have the prices. I think we're going to, I think we're going to discuss with them the purchase of desks and bookshelves.
Okay, but you hadn't, we don't have a deal with them yet.
No, we don't. We don't have a purchase order yet, so we'll negotiate a purchase order with Texas Correctional Industries for the purchase of desks and bookshelves.
So we can say exactly what it is right now.
So his motion is correct.
So the motion is to negotiate a price for office furniture, namely the courthouse desk and bookshelves from Texas Correctional Industries, a state-applied contractor, and the desk would be replaced.
Well, no, you go say
the approximate cost of how much, Ms. Williams?
We're going to negotiate a purchase order, Philip, and the approximate cost prior to the receipt of the actual purchase order drafting of that is around $50,700.
All right.
Which is a good deal.
Yeah, which is a
phenomenal deal.
For the number of desks.
Cost of $50,700.
That's what you're expecting it to be.
Yes.
That's correct.
Okay. Everything else I said correct.
You can tell the Texas Historical Commission is riding us like you better be ready to move back into this thing too. So don't sit around and the furniture you're going to need to buy in connection with y'all moving back in. You need to go ahead and get ahead of the game so that's delivered on time. So
y'all going to auction off those guys?
Yes. Don't know yet. Probably we're going to do whatever's legal. But yeah, I think that the one of the what we'd have to do is segregate salvage out of from stuff that's not salvageable, and if it's salvaged, it'd have to be auctioned. And so, but we're going to use all that we can that we already have.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So you probably
take a good look at those chairs you're sitting in, because you're probably going to see them again.
Okay. We use all the stuff that's still usable.
Yes.
Okay. All right, if I might clarify that just one more time, you're going to negotiate a price on office furniture for the courthouse, desk and bookshelves from Texas Correctional Industries, a state-approved contractor, to replace desk in the courthouse, expecting the approximate cost, depending on the negotiation, to be around $50,700, which Dustin said was a phenomenal deal, especially since he probably owns stock in this company.
you can add, that's a very modest price.
Very modest price, okay. We'll probably auction off some of the old stuff. If it's salvaged, it must be auctioned, but we'll use all the stuff that's still usable.
Correct.
Okay.
All right, those in favor, please indicate. Motion passes 5-0. Any other action as a result of closed session?
No, sir.
If there's not, I'll take a motion. Number 11.
Motion to adjourn.
Second. Motion and a second that we adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. All you got is wait a minute.